for the Commander-in-Chief, the Nobel Peace Prize.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has this year decided to award the Peace Prize for 2009 to President Barack Obama for his extraordinary work to strengthen international diplomatic work.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee puts its credibility in play by awarding President Barack Obama the Peace Prize. Can the U.S. President deliver all hour a conversation? Does Barack Obama deserve the Peace Prize? Why or why not? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, October 9th. I'm John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, John. And of course, we will be talking about President Obama's Nobel win all hour long. We've also been hearing from Afghanistan vets and listeners around the country about the war there, and we'll bring you those voices later this hour. Plus, we'll be talking about sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen as well.
The playoffs were last night. More on that. And we also want to hear from you. Do you think Barack Obama deserves the Peace Prize or not? You can weigh in at 8778-MY-TAKE and always at mytake@thetakeaway.org. But first, Lars Bevenger, reporting for the BBC in Oslo, was at this morning's announcement. Lars, it seems as though the Nobel Committee is betting Obama can deliver here.
They have awarded it in the past to people who are working for peace and who haven't actually achieved a peace deal, say, yet. What they argued this year was that President Obama has started out well. He's reaching out on a global scale to promote dialogue between faiths. He's working on nuclear proliferation or limiting nuclear proliferation. He's reached out to Russia, and they want to urge him on. And basically, it's a bit of a slap on the back and continue the good work. So it remains to be seen whether he can prove himself worthy of the prize.
Indeed. Lars Bevenger, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment there in Oslo. Right now, everything else you need to know this morning.
In the headlines, more than 40 are dead in Pakistan after a suicide car bombing. It happened in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar. Pakistan's interior minister says the nation has, quote, no option other than launching an offensive in a militant stronghold along the Afghan border. A new CDC study on H1N1 or swine flu says the virus is hitting a younger population than the seasonal flu. The CDC study also shows some symptoms for H1N1 are different than for the seasonal flu.
As we've been saying, President Obama has won the Nobel Peace Prize, so it's with some sense of irony that we report the president is meeting with his national security team again today to talk about strategy in the war in Afghanistan. A senior official says he's prepared to accept some Taliban involvement in the country's political future. In just over an hour, two unmanned NASA spacecraft will slam into the moon on purpose. NASA is trying to kick up moon dust to see if there are water particles on the moon. Wall Street gained a little yesterday. The Dow opens at 97.87. The S&P starts trading at 10.65, and the Nasdaq begins at 21.24. Certainly, the Nobel Committee there in Oslo, Norway, is hoping that President Barack Obama can deliver on a promise of peace. What do you think? Does Barack Obama deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, which was announced this morning? Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Why or why not?
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning. It is headline news this morning. President Barack Obama has won the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize. They say, quote, for his extraordinary efforts to strengthen international diplomacy and cooperation between peoples. So Lars Bevenger is reporting for our partner, the BBC, in Oslo. Lars, can you explain what happened here? What was the atmosphere in the room when the announcement was made? Was there shock and surprise?
Well, yeah, actually, there was a bit of a, not an outcry, but you could hear some of the gathered media actually expressing a surprise, because there had been a hot favorite. Morgan Tsvangirai, the Prime Minister of Zimbabwe, was one. Obama, we knew he was nominated, but nobody really took it seriously, because after all, he's been in power for about 9 months and he hasn't had that much time to prove himself as a peacemaker. So, yes, there was genuine surprise.
And after a couple minutes, did it then change to feelings of congratulations, or are people still kind of in a state of shock?
Well, people are questioning the decision. There's been a Q&A session with the chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, and he was quite pressed, actually, on the choice of the committee by several of the media gathered there. They said, you know, he hasn't actually done much yet. Would it not be better to award it to someone who has been working for peace for much longer and actually achieved something? Also, one criticism levied has been that Obama, he has a platform. He's got a global platform already, of course, that maybe the best platform there is. While there are a lot of people in the background, if you like, who work hard for peace, who do not have that platform at all, who might benefit more from receiving such a prize.
And the question might be how this is going to affect his ability on that global platform. Thank you. That's Lars Bevinger reporting for our partner, the BBC, in Oslo.
We can give you a bit of a taste of the questioning that that committee chairman, Thorbjørn Jagland, in Oslo underwent after the announcement was made. Here is him explaining the decision of why Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Only very rarely has a person to the same extent as Obama captured the world's attention and given its people hope for a better future.
Capturing the world's attention, hope for a better future. If that furthers the mission of the Nobel Committee, we will have to see. It's up to Barack Obama now. Joining us now is a senior correspondent for the New York Times, Alan Cowell. He's in London, longtime observer of both peace prizes and peace and war around the world. Alan Cowell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And here in the studio is Paul Martin, who's professor and director of human rights studies at Barnard College, Columbia University. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Alan, this is a bit of a shocker from Oslo. What is the precedent of the Nobel Committee attempting to intervene in an ongoing peace process? And have they had much success attempting to influence events like this, which it seems to be that's what's going on here?
Well, I guess the most obvious comparison would be the Peace Prize awarded for Middle East peace efforts in the 90s, and you could argue one way or another that that did produce some results, but if you look at the situation on the ground, of course, in the Middle East, the parties there are no closer. In fact, some people would say they're further apart than they were at the time. So the track record isn't great.
And indeed, I mean, the history is actually a bit alarming in the sense that the Sadat didn't survive long after his Nobel, and neither did Yitzhak Rabin in the Middle East. I mean, I'm not saying that that would happen here, but it does not bode necessarily well for the process, the awarding of this prize. Alan Cowell?
Well, what I thought was particularly interesting was the stress on the creation of a new international climate. And I'm quite sure that there will be people who will say, well, this was a way of rewarding, in a way, the American people for the change from the Bush administration and the international opprobrium that that drew to the United States. If you remember from the speech that was just given by Mr. Jagland at his press conference, he spoke specifically of the President Obama. Obama's initial overtures in Cairo to the Arab world, at the United Nations. So I think that shift in the international climate is what the committee seems to be trying to highlight, and hoping that that will in some way, although it's difficult to see how at the moment, that will have a broader impact on these various individual issues.
Well, it's certainly something to talk about. Alan Cowell, New York Times senior correspondent in London. Stay with us, please. Paul Martin, professor and director of human rights studies at Barnard College, Columbia University. Lars Bevinger of the BBC just sort of raised this issue that, in fact, the Nobel Committee might have chosen someone who needs a platform as opposed to someone who has a platform like Barack Obama. What is the precedent for the Nobel Committee singling out someone who maybe is working for peace in relative obscurity and elevating them? And is that a better argument for the use of this prize than to give it to a sitting president?
Well, I mean, you have to look back at history, and there's so many. How many times has the prize been awarded? And looking at each individual case, I simply couldn't do that on the air.
Sure.
I think you have to see that in a much bigger context. I mean, my take is very much Alan's take. This is a symbolic, visionary gesture, not focused on any specific event. My wife was recently in Tanzania, and her topic was always, when people said, "Where do you come from?" she said, "Obama land." And suddenly people's eyes lit up. and there's an amazing degree to which he is seen as something of a prophet around the world. So that's the context of the choice that I see.
So, Paul, you know, there is this kind of myth, I guess you would say, that the Peace Prize is awarded to people to recognize efforts in peace that are successful. And yet, if you look at the history of the prize, very often it's awarded to people to encourage them in ongoing efforts at what the committee seems to think are critical moments for them, to get them over the hump in efforts that are ongoing. Is that not the case?
Yes, I mean, that has been the case in certain instances, yes. But Martin Luther King, I mean, I think he was a category there. And the other African-American who's received the prize is Ralph Bunche, you see, and he was very closely associated with the UN, and the UN's work in peace building.
And in the history of sitting presidents being awarded, Alan Cowell, you've got Teddy Roosevelt, who is known as
pretty much
of a rough rider warmonger. And then you've got Woodrow Wilson, whose legacy in diplomacy, while certainly laudable, didn't really ultimately amount to much. Alan? All right, we're hearing from you. You're calling in with your response to Barack Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize this morning, announcement in Oslo, calling at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
My name is Kamal, calling from New Jersey. I don't think that Barack Obama has done anything yet. I think he's promised to do a lot of things, and I voted for him, and that's good. But you don't give away awards and prizes for something you've promised to do and haven't done.
All right. If you'd like to weigh in, why or why not Barack Obama and the Nobel Peace Prize, you can reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. So, Paul Martin, in some sense, this award is given not so much to Barack Obama, but to the hopes that stand behind him. And they're very different hopes, depending on whether you're in Afghanistan or in Cairo or in sub-Saharan Africa or even here in the United States.
Yes, exactly. And I think the symbolic value of Barack Obama is enormous. One of the issues that's always been dealt with great difficulty is race. And I think that is an issue which most people around the world, many people around the world are concerned about, but don't really talk about. And I think the symbolism of the fact you had these three black Americans elected, given the prize, suggests to me that there's something the world's saying to us. Mm. And I think the fact that he now becomes president of the United States, or is president of the United States, I think the symbolism of that is just not lost on the world. And I think the Americans don't appreciate that symbolism.
I'm trying to figure out, Celeste, if I want to be Barack Obama this morning, or if he's under so much pressure now to deliver world peace.
I Barack Obama, I would crack. But I'm just looking at the Nelson Mandela Foundation has welcomed the prize for Barack Obama and said they hope it strengthens his commitment to continue promoting peace and the eradication of poverty. And I would imagine that as we were mentioning before, that perhaps this is the nod from the international community saying, good job so far, but keep going. Is that pretty?
It's a nod, but it's also an acceptance of a vision. I mean, and that's what I think. People want that vision. They want to be able to look to something that opens something on the horizon, which is exciting. And I think he has provided that for the rest of the world in a way which we Americans still don't appreciate.
I'm wondering if there's precedent for a Nobel Prize being awarded to someone who's involved in two active conflicts, the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq.
Although he's pulling the troops out of Iraq.
Well, true, but he's the commander-in-chief of forces that are actually intervening in two countries around the world. It's an indication of how things have changed. The Nobel Prize Committee didn't award the prize during World War II and World War I to the Red Cross afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So a lot to talk about. President Barack Obama is the 2009 winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Paul Martin is a professor and director of human rights studies at Barnard College at Columbia University. And we want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. Is this preemptive? Is this too early? Or does Barack Obama and the hopes that stand behind him, as Paul Martin suggested, are worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize?
Keep the conversation going with your thoughts. Send them to us at mytake@thetakeaway.org.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.